Hi, this is Melissa Faulkner coming to you from Durham, North Carolina. Today we're going to talk about three phrasal verbs: make out, split up, and get over. Now, once we're done talking about these three phrasal verbs, I think you'll start to see there's a connection between the three of them that often refers to relationships, specifically romantic relationships. They sort of go together in that context. Each of these phrasal verbs also has other meanings that can be used outside of that context, but you'll start to see the connection between all three of them. Now, for each of these phrasal verbs, I'll give you three sentences, and then I'll give you an explanation about how to use that phrasal verb in each of the sentences. So, let's get started on our first phrasal verb. The first phrasal verb is make out. Now, oftentimes in the context of a romantic relationship, this means to kiss. If you're making out with someone, you're most likely kissing someone. There's also some other versions of this phrasal verb, make out, and oftentimes it means for things to go well for you. So if you make out, that means that you did well or that things turned out well for you. So let's see the context of this phrasal verb, make out. Sentence number one, James inherited money from his wealthy grandmother who passed away, so he will make out pretty well. So in this sentence, James has a grandmother. She passed away. She was going to give him some inheritance. Because she was a wealthy grandmother, you can imagine that the inheritance was probably pretty large. So James is going to make out well. James is going to end up with quite a bit of money, so he's going to do pretty well. Let's go on to sentence number two. Carla and John won 3 out of 4 rounds in the tournament and made out well with silver and gold medals. So in this case, John and Carla are competing. Out of the 4 rounds in the tournament, they won 3 of them. So they did pretty well, and they made out well because they got silver and gold medals. They did well, or things turned out well for them, so they made out, or that's a different version of make out. Sentence number 3. While they were making out, Kayla realized that John's mustache kept scratching her face too much. Now in this sentence, make out means sort of the romantic relationship type of make out, which means that they were kissing. So you can imagine Kayla and John were kissing. John has a mustache. His mustache kept scratching her face while they were making out or while they were kissing. So you can imagine they would have to figure this out. Either John's going to cut his mustache or they'll have to figure something out. So this was a romantic relationship version of make out. Let's go ahead and move on to our next phrasal verb, split up. Now this can mean to end a relationship or a partnership, or it can mean to separate. You're splitting two things up, you're separating two things, which also refers to a romantic relationship when you're splitting apart two people. So let's take a look at sentence number one. Sammy and Jason were always fighting during class, so their teacher had to split them up on different sides of the classroom. So in this case, maybe Sammy and Jason are friends, but they sit beside each other in class, but maybe they sort of pick on each other or try to annoy each other during class, and so they're always disrupting the class. So the teacher decided to split them up. She decided to separate them on different sides of the classroom. So in this case, it's not a romantic relationship, but it's separating two people, putting them on different sides of the classroom. Sentence number two. The company decided to split up into two smaller companies after the executive team couldn't agree on what product to sell. Now in this case, you have a company. There's maybe two different ideas that are going around on the executive team. Maybe the CEO has one idea, maybe the CFO has another idea, and they can't come to agreement. So they decide that they're going to split up the company. They're going to separate the company into two different companies so both of those ideas can happen. So in this case, again, it's not a relationship in the romantic style, but it's a partnership that's being split up. Let's move on to sentence number three. Caroline and Jason decided to split up after Jason got a job offer and had to move to California. So in this situation, you can infer that Caroline and Jason were dating. Maybe they lived in the same city. Now Jason got a job. He's going to have to move across the country to California. And so Caroline and Jason don't want to be in a long-term relationship. So they're going to split up. We would also sometimes call this to break up. you were in a relationship, a romantic relationship, but you decide to separate and no longer be in that relationship. They're going to split up. So you can see in that situation, make out, split up, those definitely both refer to a romantic relationship. Let's move on to our third phrasal verb. Get over. Again, there's a couple of different versions of this phrasal verb, get over. Some refer to the romantic relationship, some are in other contexts. So let's take a look at sentence number one. After they broke up, Liam couldn't get over Jana because she was the love of his life. So again, Liam and Jana are in a romantic relationship. They broke up. You can imagine maybe Jana broke up with Liam. So Liam's feeling pretty sad. He misses Jana. Maybe he didn't really want them to break up. So he can't get over Jana. In this case, get over means to recover from something, either emotionally or physically. So right now, Liam is suffering from some emotional pain and he can't recover from it. He can't get over Jana. It was way too hard of a breakup for them, or a split up. Let's take a look at sentence number two. It took Aunt Shelley 3 weeks to get over her bronchitis because her coughing was so bad. So in this case, again, you can see that get over means to recover from something physically. Aunt Shelley had bronchitis. She was coughing a lot. Because she was coughing a lot, it took her a long time to get better. It took her a long time to get over the physical pain, the physical sickness that she had. Let's take a look at sentence number three. Haley had to get over the initial challenges of studying so that she could do well in her first semester of medical school. So in this case, Haley is going into medical school. You can imagine that medical school is very difficult. You have to learn how to study. It's challenging to learn how to study for medical school because it's different than any of the other schooling that you've done. So in order to do well, Haley has to get over those challenges. She has to overcome or defeat those challenges. So in this case, get over is a little bit different because you're overcoming challenges. In this case, Haley is overcoming the challenge of studying for medical school. So those are a couple of different versions of get over. You can either get over something as in recover from an emotional or physical pain, or you can get over something by overcoming or defeating a challenge. So you can see that all three of these phrasal verbs sometimes refer to romantic relationships. Make out, split up, get over. But they also have other meanings in other contexts as well. I hope these definitions and explanations of these three phrasal verbs were helpful, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.